على in Arabic language بفتح العين وتشديد اللام على وهو وهي الضرة الزوجة الثانية أو الثالثة أو الرابعة related to the same father but they have different mothers and this is the idea Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم described all prophets and the messengers related to the same religion which is different ways to explain the religion of Allah to their own people and we will see how Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم explain for us العلات بفتح العين المهملة وتشديد اللام هم الأخوة لأب من أمهات شتى أي الأنبياء أخوتهم هي في النبوة وليست في النسب ولا في الدم في النبوة all of them come together in one source related to one source which is you know the source of prophethood النبوة فأبوهم في النبوة واحد وهو آدم عليه السلام ولذلك الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كما يكون بين الإخوة الأشقاء there is no brother between them and Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم explained that عيسى عليه السلام and we will figure out in the end of the seminar that Prophet Muhammad Prophet عيسى will come back again in the end of بسيراً برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد and he will support Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم when he will come back again will judge between people by the Sharia of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and he supported him twice one in the beginning and one in the end this is the idea أنا أولى بعيسى بن مريم في الأولى والآخرة and when we look at how the differences between our religion and the previous religions came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the religions have same name, Islam. But the ways that the prophets and the messengers reached their people in different way. For example, it's not allowed in our religion for a husband to marry, you know, the sister of his wife. It's not allowed. Unless if his wife passed away, if they or they go through divorce. But to combine between both of them, it's major sin. It's not allowed. Even between the wife and her aunt, عمتها أو خالتها, it's not allowed in our religion. But it was allowed in the previous religion. Also, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم explained, you know, like the Quran mentioned, Sayyidina Sulaiman, he used to force jinn to work for him, to make what? يعملون له ما يشاء من محاريب وتماثيل وجفان وقدور راسيات. You know, the jinn used to make idols, subhanAllah, and he used to make the big, hands, to cook in it, huge, because his army or his soldiers, you know, a huge army, and they need a lot of maharib, which is niches, you know, for the prayer and mihrab, the place that the imam will stay in front of it and just to pray and lead the prayer. It's not allowed in our religion. To have the statues or to have idols, but it was allowed in their religion. And even dealing with the jinn or with the magic, it's not allowed in our religion. But for Prophet Sulaiman, it was allowed, and he knows how to control them, how to force them to worship Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. And they didn't know that Prophet Sulaiman passed away until. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them the miracle that the Araba ate, you know, the stick that he was holding himself while he watching them. And this is the idea. Also, in Bani Israel, they used to pray only two times a day. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam And he asked him, how many prayers does Allah obligated you, O Muhammad, and your nation? He said, 50 prayers. And the Prophet Moses told him, go to your Lord, ask him to make it easy for you. Because I used to deal with the people, they will not respond to you. SubhanAllah. And Prophet Muhammad, he returned back to Allah 10 times. Every time, Allah reduced 5 prayers. 5 prayers. In the last time, the Prophet Musa even asked him, go again, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy. Because I had only 2 times a day, and the children of Israel, they did not respond. They did not pray. And now the last time, Prophet Muhammad s.a.w. has 5 times a day and a night. And he said, I really, I'm shy to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot go. Make sense? And we learned from that. You know, you might ask one time, twice, 3 times, you know, but do not put yourself in the situation you might be rejected after that. Sallallahu ala Rasulillah. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi. For Bani Israel, they used to have only 2 prayers every day. We have 5. If somebody said, you know, I will follow, you know, the religion of Moses, you said that it's Islam, and I will follow the religion of Moses, alayhi salam, it will not be correct. Because our scholars used to say, شَرْعُ مَنْ قَبْلَنَا شَرْعٌ لَنَا مَا لَمْ يُخَالِفْ شَرْعَنَا. The religion of the previous messengers, it might be religion for us, as long as there is no conflict with our religion. But if we have conflict between the religion before Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and the religion of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, we have to keep all the religion away and just follow the religion of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, because this is the last final religion from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هو خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. Also, الغنائم, you know, the booty war or the money, it wasn't allowed for all the previous messengers, but it was allowed for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأُحِلَّتْ لِيَ الْغَنَائِمْ وَلَمْ تُحَلُّ لِأَحَدٍ مِّنْ قَبْلِ. Also, I mentioned, you know, to see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for us as a followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجْ. He did not make harm upon you in your religion. How? You know, just to realize how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful for us. Before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if somebody did bad action during the night, what will happen? They will find out what he did was written in his door for people to read it. Can you imagine? If you did something bad by yourself, alone at your house, and alhamdulillah, for Salat al-Fajr, you might wear your good clothes and go to the masjid and pray, nobody, you know, everybody will say, mashallah, he's very pious. But nobody knows what you have done during the night. In the previous religion, they will find out the exact bad action that the people have done during the night. Is it good or bad? You know, our scholars used to say, how to say it, subhanAllah. لو تكاشفتم ما تدافنتم. If we are able to know each other indeed, no one will be able to bury other brothers. Because all of us, we are bad. Except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really showered us with His mercy. But reality, and this is the reason, always we ask Allah to help, to treat us with His mercy, not with His adl. Allahumma amilna bi rahmatika la bi adli, bi afwika wa karamika la bi adli. Because وَلَوْ يُؤَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا. If Allah will punish people by what they have done, you will not see anyone on the earth. Because Allah will destroy all of them. No one of them really able to be a good person, you know, because we are human. This is the nature of the human, to be bad all the time. You know, to be selfish, to be stingy, to deal with the backbiting. Even, you know, the one, the most highest one among us. This is the normal. But, you know, our hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will forgive us, and He will help us out to repent back to Him. And this is the idea. Before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if somebody has some impure stuff in his clothes or their clothes, it wasn't okay for them to wash it and to use it again. They have to cut it and throw it away. In our religion, it's very easy. Just wash it and use it again so many times. No problem for that. And this is the reason why Allah says, مَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. He did not make difficult for you or upon you in your religion. Anyway, just this is as introduction to feel comfortable that we are not strange. We are the followers of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the religion that Allah chose for all the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just the information for all of you. The word of Yahud came from the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Prophet Musa took 70 righteous people and they went to the mountain to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them, the mountain was shaking. Means they are bad. And Allah rejected their supplication. And the Prophet Musa asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَّا. Oh Allah, you will destroy us because the foolish people or bad people did. Please forgive us. And the 70 men were with Prophet Musa عليه السلام. What they said? They said, هُدْنَا إِلَيْكَ. إِنَّا هُدْنَا إِلَيْكَ means we went back to you. رَجِعْنَا إِلَيْكَ. تُبْنَا إِلَيْكَ. And the word of Yahud was taken from this verse. إِنَّا هُدْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْيَهُودِ. Which is the 70 men were with Prophet Moses عليه السلام when they went to the mountain and they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. When Allah rejected them and they went back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they said, هُدْنَا إِلَيْكَ. Also the word of Nasara, Christians. Nasara, it came from the city or the village that the Al-Hawariyin were living in it. They called Nasra. Nasara came from Nasra. Or could be from Ansarullah. Man Ansari ila Allah? Qala Al-Hawariyuna, nahnu Ansarullah. And this is just for your information, inshallah. We're going to start with the story of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Do you have any questions for the introduction? I make it long, a little bit longer, just to feel comfortable, you know? Because sometimes, especially for the one who's not good in his religion or their religion, you know, it's easy for them to confuse them. Anyone could confuse anyone among Muslims, and they have no way to prove that they have the correct religion came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the religion that Allah chose for mankind. And this is it might be long introduction, but just to feel comfortable, we are not strange among mankind today. If you have any question, we will have other session, inshallah, after Asr prayer, you know, for food and discussion, and the question and answer after that. If you have a question, write it down, yeah, because, you know, you might forget it. Write it down, and we have some cards here. You can take it and just write your question and keep it until the following session, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The story of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, or the son of Mary, peace be upon him. when Blessed Mary was pregnant in Isa alayhi salam? No, it was long time before that. We will see how the story started. And it will give us a big lesson in our life. When you wish a good life, do not say, you know, I will start today. Or if you wish for your child to be a big scholar or a good Muslim doctor or a reciter of Quran, don't say, I wish for my son to be a reciter of Quran tomorrow. It will not happen. You know, when we have any illness, we have to take the medicine to cure our illness, but it will not be as a magic. You have to take time to give the medicine, you know, a chance to cure your illness. And this is the idea. When we look at the story of Isa alayhi salam, Isa means Jesus, peace be upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it shows how many families among mankind. Inna Allah astafa Adam. Allah chose Adam. And wa Nuhan, and Noah, Prophet Noah, peace be upon him. Wa Ali Ibrahim, wa Ala Ibrahim, the family of Ibrahim. Wa Ala Imran, the family of Imran, among all mankind. Who's Imran? Imran, he is the grandpa of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, the father of his mom, Imran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained, ذُرِّيَّةً بَعْضُهَا مِنْ بَعْضٍ, the offspring among each other. Allah سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Imran bi Imran, the Imran, he here in this verse, you know, went the father of Mary, blessing Mary, peace be upon him. جد عيسى من جهة أمه. نص القرآن الكريم على اسم والد مريم. Allah سبحانه وتعالى named the grandpa of Prophet عيسى عليه السلام آل عمران ومريم ابنة عمران التي أحصنت فرجها. And nothing wrong to call, you know, the woman by her father name. And unfortunately, our system here, you know, when the person gets married and he will change his wife name to his family name. And this is not right. You know why? Because put yourself in the shoes of her father. The father took care of her, spent the money, spent the time to treat her and to teach her, to raise her. And when she reaches the time to be a wife, you know, she will sell all this history in just one word. And she chooses to be under the name of her husband. And this is incorrect decision in our life. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَرْيَمْ إِبْنَةَ هُ. Subhanallah, إِبْنَةَ عِمْرَانَ. You know, this is the honor of the father, that he did his part. Why we took his right and we throw it in trash? This is his right, to keep his name for his daughter. And I know some members of the community, they change their names under the name of their husbands. You know, if you have a way to have your father name again, do it. Because this is his right upon you as a daughter for him. And just, I wouldn't like to make anyone down, but I have to say it because I will be responsible in front of Allah in the name of judgment. Keep your name, keep your father's name. And somebody will say, because we have only one account in the bank. What the problem? You know, put your wife with her own father name and your name with your family name. Nothing wrong. The bank will not say you have to have the same last name. No, this is your right. And use your right and keep, you know, the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for us. You know, ادعوهم لآبائهم هو أقسط عند الله. Call them related to their fathers. And this is the justice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Anyway, ومريم ابنة عمران التي أحسنت فرجها. طيب, لا خلاف في بني إسرائيل. He was, her father was very pious, you know, among the children of Israel in that time. وكانت أمها من العابدات. سبحان الله. It's good preparation ahead of time. The father was pious, and the mother also was pious. And when they come together, and her mother, she asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she said that I void what I have in my womb for the sake of you, oh my Lord. But she didn't know that she has a girl. And unfortunately, a lot of Arabs, or maybe a lot of fathers, they don't like to have glad tidings with the girl. You know, they would like to have only boys. And this is wrong, wrong way also. This is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided for us, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. Allah will grant, you know, for whom He wants, you know, girls or boys, or mixing them together, boys and girls. Or he will keep the one who chooses not to have children at all. This is his choice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have nothing to do with that. We might have, you know, marriage for so many years and there is no children, subhanAllah. And we might really decide not to have any children and we will find, subhanAllah, the wife, she's pregnant, subhanAllah. This is the gift that Allah sent for you. You have to accept what Allah sent for you. The father was righteous, very pious, and the mother also was righteous. And blessing Mary, when her mom asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept whatever she has in her womb for the sake of Allah to make him, she thought he is a boy, to make him a servant of God. Because the whole family, you know, their history, you know, very nice in this point. And she voted what she has in her womb for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أوقفته لعبادة الله سبحانه وتعالى. And she asked Allah عز وجل to accept from her. And she asked Allah to protect what she has in her womb from the threat of shaitan. إذ قالت امرأة عمران. امرأة عمران means the mother of blessed men. رب إني نذرت لك ما في بطني محررا فتقبل مني. Oh Allah, accept from myself. إنك أنت السميع العليم. فلما وضعتها, when she gave birth to her and she found her a girl, قالت رب إني وضعتها أنثى. What can I do? And she thought only Allah will accept the boy to be a servant of Allah or to be a servant of the place of worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it was surprise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted, and this is also for us, for my brothers and sisters, when we have intention to do something, just do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't really look about the quantity. Look about the quality. What you have. And this is the important for us, the quality of the effort or the actions or the money that you will give for the sake of Allah. This is very important. Even a single dollar, it's okay. But with the sincere intention, you might give $1,000, but you have no reward for that. Or you do not have the biggest reward. رُبَّ دِنَارٍ سَبَقَ أَلْفَ دِنَارٍ. It might be a single dinar has more reward than 1,000 dinar. And the mother of Blessed Mary, when she found her a girl, she said, إني وضعتها أنثى والله أعلم بما خلق منوس about what she had. Because nobody knows in that moment that blessing Mary will have a messenger of Allah and the word of Allah, and it will give us an idea about the mother of Ismail alayhi salam. You remember her story? When Prophet Ibrahim took her and her son, and he left them near to the Kaaba, and he left. But she asked him, why are you doing that for us? And he did not respond to her. And she asked him, did Allah give you permission to do that? He said, yes, he did. Now, this is really the time to see if the person really has a strong belief in Allah or not. And she said, he will not leave us alone. قالت إذن لن يضيعنا الله. And what happened? After a while, after a few days, the watershed that she had come. And because she is a mother, she ran away to find some caravan or some cable or some place to find some water for herself and her baby, and she couldn't find it. And she used to go, up the mountain of As-Safa and Al-Marwa and go down into the valley between As-Safa and Marwa, And in that moment, she never thought the baby that she's worried about him, he will be a messenger of Allah. And among his offspring, the last final messenger of Allah, which is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the idea is, when we take one step back and look about the whole story, subhanAllah, لَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ حِكَمٌ. This is from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will put us in the trials to see how we will act. And somebody will be rewarded and other people don't. And this is the idea, just we have to take advantage of any opportunity that Allah gave us in this life. Now, the mother of Blessed Mary, she asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept whatever she has in her womb. And when she figured out she is a girl, and she said, I cannot do anything, I cannot change the gender. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَ. Nobody knows what she has except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes the girl might have more blessing from her father and her mother than the son. But just we need to change our mentality. And she asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept her. And she said, only boys are allowed to serve at the blessing, the place for worshipping, because they need more power than, boys, they have more power than girls, and she didn't know that Allah already accepted her. And she said, وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ وَإِنِّي أُعِيدُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. I named her Maryam. And I seek refuge in you to protect her and what? And her offspring from Satan. And this is the hadith that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. There is no a child was born unless if the Satan hit him or her. And this is the reason when we receive the baby, the baby will start crying and screaming. Why? Because of مَسَّةِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Except Blessed Mary and her son, Jesus, peace be upon them. Only two of them. The shaitan is not allowed to harm them, both of them. Blessed Mary and her son, because of the supplication that her mom did to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. It will give us a lesson. Nothing wrong when children around you, just put your hand on their head and their bodies and just seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make al-mu'awwadhatayn for al-Hasan wal-Husayn radiyallahu anhuma. He used to say, أُعِذُكُمَا بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّةِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ وَهَامَّةِ وَمِنْ كُلِّ عَيْنِ اللَّامَّةِ سبحان الله. Our children like a cucumber, you know, it's easy to break. And if we do not protect them, because they have no idea how to protect themselves. They are angels. But if we do not really take care of them, you know, it's easy, very easy for evil eye to harm them, or for shaitan to harm them, because they will not tell what's going on. They have no idea, and we have to care about them. And this is the idea that the mother of Blessed Mary, she asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect her daughter and her offspring too. وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And don't worry, if you really did something good for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be the lucky one. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar used to say, I wish if Allah accept from my son only a single deed. And the king said, why? Why you did not say, accept all my good deeds? And he said, because if Allah accepted from me a single deed, means he accepted all my good deeds. Because Allah says in the story of Adam, sons of Adam, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنْ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah will accept only from pious and righteous. If Allah accepted from my side one good deed, one hasana, yet this is good sign, because Allah named me that I will be a man of pious. And this is the idea. فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنٍ. Allah accepted her, and Allah helped her out to be raised in very nice environment. And this is our benefit. You know, when we have a masjid, when we have a community, when we have activities, when we have good environment for our children, wallahi, this is big blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of people, they cannot feel it. They have no chance to have, you know, the good environment that we have in our community. But sometimes we forget to participate, or we might be busy with other projects in our life. But you know, our children, the very good investment for us. You know, if you invest your money in the bank or in the stock or somewhere else, no, invest in your children. Because after a few years, you will see the result. Even after we died, we will have, you know, our invest running to send good deeds to our graves. And this is unique invest, just to understand the situation. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised her in very nice environment, she became wise, righteous. And until everybody recognized that Blessed Mary, she is very nice girl. And she used to serve, subhanAllah, and she's a girl, but she used to serve in the place, you know, of worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also, will give us idea, you know, serving the masjid, it's not only for men, it's for women too. They have right to serve the house of Allah and to serve the community, because all of us are equal in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us are equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the righteous people in her society, they were fighting who should take care of Blessed Mary, because she was pious. And this is the idea, you know, for example, when we have a guest speaker from outside, and we invite some guest speaker, and he came to our town, you know, everybody will really wish to have him, you know, to in his house, or to go with him to the restaurant, or to spend some time, or to drive him to the hotel. And this is the idea, this is the mentality. People love to serve righteous people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the solution to make like lottery, not lottery, the other word. You know, to write their names in the piece of wood or the piece of paper and just to pick up one name of them.
Draw.
And the word of Prophet Zakaria, you know, they picked it so many times. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ يَكْفُلُ مَرْيَمْ. Because, you know, sometimes when we feel that we are not good, and we try to have some help from outside, you know, try to say, yeah, this speaker, mashallah, he's pious, let me serve him, let me do something for him. You know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give some blessing from his side to myself. And this is the idea. And most of them, you know, they noticed that Mary, Maryam, peace be upon him, she was pious. And everybody tried to take some blessing from her side. And they were fighting who will be a guardian of blessed Mary. But, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught them about the way, and they wrote all the names, and they picked up the name of Sayyidina Zakariya. وَكَثَّلَهَا Zakariya. The Prophet Zakariya, the narration said, he was her uncle, you know, the brother of her mom, or the husband of her aunt, زوجو خالتي. Either way, it will not affect our story. Just the idea that Zakariya or Zakariya, that Allah mentioned in the Quran, Zakri, you know, he was taking care of blessing Mary. And this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him. Even he is a prophet. Can you imagine? He is a prophet and he more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah revealed to him directly. But he was looking, you know, to take care of blessed Mary because when they saw a lot of good signs from her side and they tried to take care of her. And Sayyidina Zakariya, he used to go in the place for her niche, the place that she said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a long time. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّا الْمِحْرَابَ. And also other point I forgot to mention, why they want to take care of blessing Mary, because they are seeking blessing from her side. But there is other point. What? Because she was orphaned. She has no father. Make sense? Yeah. And this is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put into the heart of people just to have mercy with the one who has no father. And this is the other point. Because she has no father. She was orphaned. And this is the other point. They were really encouraging themselves to take care of her. And Sayyidina Zakariya, When he used to enter into her place and he found, you know, all the kind of fruits, even some scholars they mentioned, he found the fruits of winter in the time of summer. More complicated, subhanAllah. And the fruits of summer in the time of winter. This is miracle. It's not, you cannot say anything different than it's a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَا الْمِحْرَابَ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. قال يا مريم أن لك هذا. How come to have all these kind of fruits or of kind of provision, risk? قالت من عند الله. هو من عند الله. It's from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. In that time, زكريا عليه السلام, he got the lesson. He learned. Because he did not have a child at that time. And he was very old. And he recognized that I can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even he is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he never thought to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him a son or to give him a child. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him a child. And Allah gave him who?
Yahya
alayhi salam. Yeah. And the only person that Allah named him, Yahya. And subhanAllah, بَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامِ اسْمُهُ يَحْيَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave glad tidings to Zakaria by the child, his name, Yahya. Peace be upon them.